I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, a Radio.com Sports Insider, covers baseball for Radio.com Sports, the MLB Network, seemingly every single publication of all time. He's an all-timer. His name is John Heyman. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, appreciate the time.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. We're doing better than Corbin Burns, I'll tell you that much, John. A young guy like Corbin Burns in his third year in the big league, or third year in pro ball, actually, just his first year being a full-time starter, four starts in, is optioned to AAA Colorado Springs. In your estimation and in your work, as you've covered this game for a long time, do you believe that there's more danger that can be done to a youngster pulling him out of the rotation and sending him down than possibly making a move to the bullpen and still facing big league hitters?
No, I don't think so. I think if someone's going to be good, they're still going to be good. They shouldn't be that sensitive. These guys are professionals. Obviously you had some success last year. Progress is not linear unless you're Alex Rodriguez or Pedro Martinez or a superstar. You know, he's a guy with a lot of potential, talent, but not quite there yet. I think he's going to be a very good big league pitcher, but apparently not ready now. So I think it's a fine thing to do for him.
Man, back in the day, John Heyman and me, he'd be on there with me like every week back in the day. Then John Heyman hit it big time and went to MLB Network, and it's like, well, you got to go through my people, Sparky. I don't know what to do. I can't help you. Go through my people. So, John, glad to have you back on there with me.
All right, Sparky.
All right, so let's talk about this for a second. This Dallas Keuchel thing, or Kimbrough, we talked about it yesterday. You know, who would you rather have if you're the Brewers? But now with Corbin Burns getting sent down, Peralta is hurt. It just seems like, to me, Keuchel makes more sense than Kimbrough does for the Brewers.
Yeah, I'm with you at this point. I've been espousing Kimbrough for them with the injury to Knebel. But, I think Jeffress will probably be okay. Obviously, Hader's the best reliever in the league. They've had this starting pitching question for more than two years, and they've gotten away with it to this point. But right now, their rotation looks rather thin. Mark Adonazio has dealt with Scott Boras before, worked it out. So I do think that Keuchel would fit the Brewers at this point. And, I've heard a little bit of rumblings. I'm not sure how serious it is. But, Milwaukee is a team that's been willing to give up draft choices in the past for the right deal, and they've been willing to do short-term deals for big players, as they did with Grandal, and Lowe's got a three-year deal late. I think it makes sense. I think it fits, and, at this point, I don't think there's much question that Keuchel is more of a necessity than Kimbrough.
When you're at this point and you're the player and you have a super agent like Scott Boras, who's the one maybe panicking at this point saying, let's just take the one-year deal so I can get back on the field? Is it the player or is it the agent?
Well, I would say that about 98% of the cases, it's the player. But in this case, I've heard Keuchel's a bulldog. Keuchel's one of those guys who's got a lot of confidence. I think he really wanted to go to the biggest stage possible, which would be New York or L.A. or something like that. But in this day and age, free agency isn't what it's cracked up to be. With the big market teams, many of them at the luxury threshold and not wanting to go over or already over and not wanting to go even more over. So you've got to take the deal when you get it, unless you're in that very lucky few where your free agency works out like you expect. But lately it's not been that way. I would say Keuchel's a bulldog. Keuchel's a tough guy, and he may be one of those rare guys that's able to hang in there until he gets the deal that he wants to get. I mean, for me, I would have panicked and signed a long time ago, but he's a tough guy.
Talk with John Heyman, our Radio.com baseball insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. What type of numbers do you think we're looking at here on a one-year deal for a guy like Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard Keuchel is willing to do a one-year deal. I've not really heard that in Kimbrough's regard. It may come down to that for him as well. Kimbrough has gotten one-year offers. Keuchel did get one-year offers at one point, but they probably weren't enough. the magic number has been that has been the qualifying offer of 17.9 for a lot of these guys, and Grandal got over that at 18.25. Of course, he signed a long time ago, and if Keuchel signs now, you're going to have to prorate it. I mean, you know, I'm sure he'd like to get 18, and then have it, even if it's prorated, he'd still have that 18 prorated, and you know, he's going to miss a month of the season, so at the least. 1/6 of the season, so you know, that's $3 million off. So I would say he would do fantastic to get $15 million in the end. I'm not sure he's going to get that. To me, the guy's a really good pitcher. His career is similar to Corbin's. He's a little bit older than Corbin, not as hard a thrower as Corbin, but people liked the trend that Corbin was on with the very big year that he had last year with the Diamondbacks, and he ended up being one of those rare guys who had a very smooth and easy and very profitable free agency.
John, I want to talk about some of these hitters, because before this season, we're so excited. Every now and then we get the lineup. Sparky really gets excited. But sometimes the lineups get you excited. But you see guys like Shaw who have runners in scoring positions but are still struggling. Guys like Aguilar who put up, you know, home run numbers last year that was very good. Even Bronny at times is struggling. How does these guys get that thing turned around in MLB? Is it approach? Is it being patient? I mean, do you just be a free swinger, or everything will just average it out at the end?
Well, you know, it's different for everybody. Right. You know, those are good hitters, and Aguilar certainly had an excellent year last year. Even got a couple of MVP votes, at least in the top 10. You know, I expect those guys to turn it around. Shaw, certainly in the prime of his career. Aguilar, too. Braun, you know, is on the wane a little bit, but still expect him to be productive. You know, obviously that lineup is excellent as is. Even with these guys struggling, they're scoring a fair number of runs. And, you know, once those three guys get going, they're in the top two. And that's why I like them in that division. I do think they will beat out the Cubs and the Cardinals, and I do think those are the main competition right now. But I think that lineup, despite a right now what looks like a thin rotation, will probably carry them.
Yeah, help me out, John. I'm a true football guy, but if a guy's ripping up like Yelich and Bellinger, why would people pitch to them and just let them do so much damage? I mean, I just don't get it. I know it's not that easy just to do the old Barry Bonds, just keep walking people. But is it a certain way you're supposed to know when this part of the lineup come in, if it's, you know, 2, 3, 4, do you pitch them a certain way, or you just hope your guys just get them out?
Well, that's what the meetings are for before the series, is to determine which guys to pitch around and which guys not to let beat you. Obviously, the Cardinals have not done a good job on that with Yelich.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You know, somebody's got to answer for that, because, you know, this is an all-time domination of one player over a team at this point. And, you know, the Cardinals strategically left something to be desired to keep pitching to him. You know, at this point, the other teams have done a little better with him. They certainly want to avoid him as well. The guy's hot. Been hot, very hot for a half a year, and good even before that, but he's been the best hitter in the league for at least a half a year at this point. I think last I saw, over 91 games, he had 97 RBIs, and that doesn't include the last game, I don't think, but I mean, I think all teams should avoid them, but particularly the Cardinals, and they've done a poor job.
John Heyman from Radio.com Sports. One final question, if I can ask you quickly, John. When you look at the players around baseball continuing to be locked up long-term, seemingly more than ever, these extensions are becoming so much more prevalent. Do you believe a lot of it is in, I don't know if fear is the right word, but in regard to the incoming or upcoming CBA negotiations that are going to come up, if a work stoppage that seems somewhat inevitable?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's motivation on both sides. The players have seen that free agencies can be kind of a rocky road unless you're a Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. Even then, they kind of struggled to get what they got. I mean, obviously it worked out exceedingly well for them, but, you know, most players are not Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, and, you know, in many cases, it's not bad to play it safe. It's certainly not bad to take that first big paycheck and set yourself up. So I do see the logic behind it. And as far as the teams go, most of these deals will save the team some money, not all of them. Some of the deals will work out for the player, but in many of these cases, when you sign a guy early, you're giving them security and saving some money. So there's certainly motivation for the team. And beyond that, it's a big positive for MLB because with all the talk about a potential strike in another 2+ years, almost 3 years, you know, if you've got a lot of players locked up, they're not going to want to go on strike. So there's a lot of motivation from the ownership side, the team side to do this, and they're doing a good job with it and getting guys locked up. Not all of them will work out, as I said. Sometimes the player does not live up to the contract, no matter how team-friendly you may think it is. I mean, nobody thought, hardly anybody thought, that Jonathan Singleton should have signed a 5-year, $10 million deal right out of the gate. And as it turns out, he's not even a major leaguer, and he just got a $10 million lotto ticket. Mm-hmm. And so you just don't know how it's going to turn out. Certainly the Braves made two deals that look like they're going to be good, but as I said, you never know. So we'll see. But by and large, on the whole, good idea for the teams, good idea for ownership, and it seems like things are working out from an MLB standpoint, from a team standpoint anyway.
Man, it's incredible to be a Radio.com sports station when you got Radio.com sports insiders like John Heyman who can join us today. John, really appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, Sparky. Good talking to you guys. See you later.
See you, John.
That's John Heyman of Radio.com Sports joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.